God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a message on Nineveh's story. In just a few moments, we'll be opening God's Word together, but we also want you to know that we're here and the lines are open for you. Lines of communication online at tewonline.org. We'd love to connect with you keyboard to keyboard. That's tewonline.org. But now more than ever, we're rediscovering the power of a conversation, and we would love to be one of those conversations that would help encourage you today. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD, and we'll connect with one of us not just now, but 24 hours a day. We'd love to pray with you and for you, connect with great resources. That's 866-899-9673. We'd love to connect with you. Now let's open God's Word together with Dr. Don Wilton.
It is just so good to see you today. And what a wonderful day this is to be in the house of the Lord together. And we have so much for which to thank the Lord. I've got a lot to share with you today. And God has put some rich things in my heart. And I know that the Lord's going to speak to each one of us. Father, we thank you for a day like this. We are so blessed to be able to just worship you together. Nothing else matters. And we pray this with a heart of expectation in Jesus' name. Amen. I tongue-in-cheek said to someone today, I hope there are going to be people in church today, because we have so many of our teams all over the place. God answers prayer. And we just thank the Lord for them and for all that God's doing. Now, take your Bibles and turn to Jonah chapter 1. Jonah chapter 1. I have always loved the book of Jonah. But I'm going to share with you today something that runs very deep. I'd like to read to you just a few select verses from Jonah chapter 1 and Jonah chapter 3. And I'll tell you which verses we go to. Jonah chapter 1 and verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, Jonah, get up, arise, and go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. Look at verse 17. We know the story, don't we? He got on a boat and he went in the opposite direction. Sounds like you and me, doesn't it? Verse 17, and the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of fish for 3 days and three nights. Go to chapter 3, verse 1. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, arise, Jonah, and go to Nineveh, the great city. Tell them about me. Preach out against it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and he went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Go down to verse 10 of chapter 3 for a final verse that I'll read to you just quickly. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. God's story is our story. By the way, and this is not a test here this morning. How many of you know where Nineveh is? Raise your hands. All right. Nineveh is the city of Mosul. The city of Mosul. Mosul is the center of the collision between forces of evil and the forces of good. Today, Mosul, what's happening in Mosul today is very, very, very significant from a biblical point of view. So I want to just tell you briefly about Nineveh's story. But before I do, I'm going to say this to you. Now listen to this. The Lord has burned this in my heart. Ministering to people. My heart, watching our boys and girls minister like that, gets all over me. This past week, we had numerous meetings about the bridge. I think about the Helping Ministry Center. I think about refuge in our church. I think about yesterday's teens and Mirror Image going to minister in prisons across the country. So here's my question. Don't you find yourself getting a little bit exasperated at the needs in our world? Folks, watch me. Here's why we need to let worship lead. In our city, we've got a growing need base that you and I cannot define. We've got more hurting people than we can possibly imagine. People are in distress. Families are struggling. Addictions are on the rise. Divorce is everywhere. Broken families, broken hearts, disease, sickness, struggles of every kind. I've got something to share. And I'm just telling you, I don't know how to do this. I can't personally. It's like you're in a big sea. I told you, every time we hear God speak in our church, it affects somebody's life. The hardest thing for me as your pastor is to even hear a hint that someone's been put out in our church. It really gets to me. I'm sorry, I'm just confessing to you today. I got a bit of a soft heart in that kind of way. Say, well, you know, just get everybody. No, I don't. Everybody matters, because everybody matters to Jesus. Everybody. Every life, every circumstance, every family, every issue, every hurt, every pain, every wedding, every funeral, every sorrow, every sickness, every trip to the hospital, every phone call, every word of it, everything matters. God's chosen method to share His gospel is always and has always been people like you and me, because every one of us has a part. It doesn't matter how big it is or how small. That's not the issue. Every one of us. And when you look at the needs of our people, the hunger, folks. I had a young man knock on my door yesterday. Young African-American man. And he had a box of stuff. And first thing out of his mouth, he didn't know me from a bar of soap. First thing out of his mouth, sir, I'm just going around. I'm in an organization trying to help us young people live right and not end up in trouble, and we're in this, and could you buy some of my things to sponsor us? Right? What are you all thinking? I can't help myself. I just stood there and just loved on him, gave him a donation and read his material. And he's, you say, well, he's just one man. No, he's not. He is one man that can make a difference. And God comes to Jonah and says to him, excuse me, boy, I want you to go to Nineveh. Now just think about this. To this big city with all these needs that God Himself says they are living in a manner that is totally not pleasing to me.
Forgive the interruption. We'll be back with more of today's message with Dr. Don Wilton in a moment. Oh my goodness, that is an intense message to deliver, don't you think? Are there times in our lives where we are called on by God to do things that maybe don't seem to be the easiest? Just know that you're not alone in seeking God's will and also seeking strength to do what God calls you to do. If you need someone to pray with you or for you, we're here to do that. Right now, 866-899-WORD will connect you with one of us. Happy to talk or listen or pray. That's 866-899-9673. Not just now during the broadcast, but anytime, day or night, to talk, to listen, to pray, and connect with resources that'll help you grow in your faith. Like the book, The Bumps Are What You Climb On. That's a powerful book that we're making available. You can check it out right now on our website at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Or call and ask how you can get your copy at 866-899-9673. Now back to today's message, Nineveh Story, with Dr. Don Wilton.
So there are four keys that I just want to throw out at you here today, because God's chosen method, this is what God does. Are you listening to me today? That's why you matter. That's why I matter. That's why we all matter. Because God uses us to matter He wants us to be that connection. It might be something as simple as shaking a hand, opening a car door, teaching a class, serving as a deacon, a life group leader, singing a song, being in the orchestra, singing in the choir, going on a minute. We could go on and on. There are four keys that God just gave to me in Nineveh's story. Number one, the command that came from God. God spoke. Verse 1 said, Jonah, this is what I want you to do. Clear. Go to Nineveh. So, what's he saying to you? Second key, the refusal. I wish that I could skip over the refusal in Nineveh's story. But can we be quite honest with each other today? Jonah heard a command from God and he said, no. And I don't want to pound on this, but where did he end up? The belly of a whale. And when I look at my own life, I'm so convinced today in my own life. Every time God has told me to do something, when I've said I'm not going to do it, or I shirk my responsibility, or I say, man, somebody else can do it, I end up in the belly of a whale. It's the key. That's where he ended up. He ended up in like a submarine. I don't do submarines. He was underwater. And just by the way, real stinky in there too. Not nice. It would have gagged a maggot if a maggot could live down there. And I know what I'm talking about because I've been around whales and whaling stations. It's one of the worst smells you'll ever smell in your life. He didn't just smell it, he was in it. And some of you are not just smelling your belly of the whale, you're in it. And God just told you why. So there's the command, the refusal. But the third key is the word grace, the grace. This is such a wonderful story because, you know, when you get into verse 17, God, here this man is thrown over and this whale actually becomes the actual instrument of God's grace. God takes the very dire circumstances in which we find ourselves as a result of our disobedience, and he translates that into our very means of rescue. You know, if you were to, when I get to heaven, I'm going to say to Jonah, man, it must have been awfully stinky down there in that whale. I really believe Jonah's going to say, who cares? God used that to deliver me. And then there's the response. So Jonah goes to Nineveh in the final analysis and he says, okay, Lord, I'm going to do exactly what you tell me to do. And he goes to Nineveh and look what happens. So what are the applications of this to our life? What does that mean to me? Number one, listen to God. We need to listen to God as a congregation, as a church. We need to listen to God as a nation. Most importantly, we need to listen to God as individual people because God speaks. Just listen to him. Number two, do what he says. It's not just a matter of listening to God, but it's being precise according to what it is God's saying. By the way, God's into the details. He's very specific. You can go back right through the scriptures, you know. Very specific. The details. Listen to what he is saying to you. Number three, thank him for his grace. Thank him for the whale that he sent to swallow you. It's a kind of, you got to think about that for just a minute, you know. Lord, I'm so thankful that I had that fender bender out there. Maybe you had the fender bender because God was trying to tell you and send you a signal of his grace. Stop not paying attention when you're driving because fender benders, you're fine, but something far worse could happen. This morning I was coming to church and there weren't a lot of cars out there at 6 o'clock in the morning. There was a truck, Silverado or something, riding next to me and he suddenly just cut in front, just suddenly. We were the only motor cars between here and Atlanta. And he just suddenly just started crossing the line, just went slap in front of me like that. Put on my brake. Now, you know, I can't hoot. I'm sorry, honk. I can't honk. I can't honk because I'm the pastor. Anyone who ever sells me a motor car, just take my honker out of there. You know, that word in the English is hooter, and people tell me not to say that. What are you laughing at? I didn't. So you just horn, that's the word I'm looking for. You take the horn, just take it out of the motor car. I can't use it because if I use it, who's in that motor car? One of you. And then you say, that's the pastor there, and he honked at me. Right? Well, this guy was sitting there. I mean, as I went by him, boy, he was into sending someone an order for pizza or something. I don't know. Thank him for his grace. And number four, just see what happens. You know, it's amazing with Jonah. God said to him, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh because there are massive needs there. You're the man. Go there. Do what I'm telling you to do. He said, no. He went in the opposite direction. They threw him overboard. He could have drowned. God extended his grace, took him, delivered him onto a beach somewhere. He came to his senses and God said to him, okay, now I've got your attention. Go. He said, Lord, I'm going. He went and look what God did. Do you know, just this past week, I was on my Twitter account and I saw something from Franklin Graham, one of my closest friends. And Franklin Graham put up there a story about Mosul. Isn't that interesting? This is Nineveh. Well, if that wasn't all, on CBS News, which for some reason I'm not too inclined to watch too much, but I just happened to see it. CBS News carried the same story about a man by the name of David Eubanks. And some of you might have seen it because now CNN has picked it up and it's going viral. And this man, David Eubanks, served as one of our crack SEALs in our military for many, many years. He retired from the military. And God, this man is a very fine Christian man. God so got a hold of his heart concerning the needs of the world. This former SEAL, together with his wife and his three relatively young children, has been going back to Mosul, to the war-torn zone of Nineveh. And this man, who obviously has spent his life on the edge, probably is grateful that he hasn't been badly hurt or even killed in the line of duty, has gone back to Nineveh, to Mosul. And recently he was there and they were in the middle of action. And he looked across from behind a tank and a massacre had taken place. And there were mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters lying there. They had been shot and killed. Some of them were just moderately still alive. And bullets were flying everywhere. And in the middle of all of these bodies, a little girl suddenly sat up. A tiny little, one little girl in Nineveh. And that man, a Navy SEAL, who knows what it means to be an American, but who most of all understands that God has an assignment for every one of us. That man decided he was not willing to let that little girl sit in all of those bodies and take a bullet.
What a powerful day of teaching and testimony, and just the knowledge that when God calls on us to do sometimes extraordinary things, he gives us the strength to do it. He who began a good work in you, it is he who's faithful to complete it. But you've got to start with that first step of saying yes to Jesus Christ. You've heard Dr. Don preach. Now, take just a moment to hear Dr. Don as he shares probably the most important question of the day.
God has spoken to you, hasn't he? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on the cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much.
It's exciting to see what God is doing in the lives of each of us. And I tell you, the one that's the most excited is Dr. Don Wilton. He would love to hear what God is doing in your life. Have you given your heart to Jesus Christ? Have you rededicated your life? Is there something else that God is using this ministry to stir in your heart? Let Dr. Don know. His email is Don, D-O-N, at TEWonline.org. I know you just pulled out the notepad on your thumbs there, ready to go on your phone. Don, D-O-N, at TEWonline.org. He would love to hear from you. We would all love to hear from you. As a matter of fact, right now, there's someone ready to take your call, talk with you, pray with you, connect you with some free resources Dr. Don wants you to have if you've given your life to Jesus Christ or if you've rededicated your life to Christ. The number's 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673 or online at TEWonline.org, where you can find great resources like this.
Do you struggle with frustration, depression, disappointment, or loneliness? You can gain a new perspective to see your life and the lives of others through the lens of God. This month, for your gift of $25 or more per set to the Encouraging Word, you will receive two ministry resources: Dr. Wilton's stirring message, The Poured Out Believer, and the bonus book, The Bumps Are What You Climb On, by Warren Wiersbe. Both of these resources will help you gain strength to serve God faithfully, no matter what age you are or whatever your circumstance. Call us at 866-899-WORD and request The Poured Out Believer, available on CD or DVD, along with the bonus book today. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
Our time's gone for today, but we're continuing to stay connected 24 hours a day online at TEWonline.org. And this phone number, jot it down, store it in your cell, 866-899-9673.